Have you ever seen one of those word games?
A game with words on it?
Oh, no, wait. What?
A game, you guess the words. Scrabble.
No. Now guess again.
What's that one? In a little cube. Cube.
Cube game?
The cube game.
No, it's not the cube game. What the heck? Anybody know what the cube game is?
Okay. Oh, it's
sorry, honey. Nobody knows what the cube game is. It's the anagram. No, it's a game where you have all those blanks, and you have a number one. There's numbers, and they tell you number one is A.
Oh, yeah.
So everywhere you see a one, you put an A. Mm-hmm. Right, and then you figure out that number five is B. So every time you see a number five, you put a B. That makes sense, right?
Right. Those are fun.
Wouldn't it be great if the scriptures were translated that way? That every time you see the Greek word cosmos, for instance, you put world. You see, when you see cosmos, and you're a translator now, put yourself in the place of a translator.
Okay, I'm there.
Are you there? Good. Mm-hmm. Now, you see the word cosmos, and you've determined from the contexts that the word cosmos means world.
A world.
World.
Okay, world.
So you assign world to cosmos. Now, here in the next chapter of 1 Peter, or whatever book you're translating, you see cosmos again. You decide to put giraffe, or apple, or elephant.
Or
maybe something subtle like
forever and
hell,
ever.
Or another close word, but something that doesn't mean it at all. Well, that's what most translators have done in our common versions. NASB, NIV, the New Inconsistent Version, King James Version. I've only found one version of Scripture that consistently tags one English word to one Greek word, leaves it there, and doesn't use it for any other word. And that's the Concordant Version. I like the Concordant Version, and I like it, and I'll tell you why, is because the arranger, the compiler of the version, gave God credit for having these different subtleties of thought. And the Concordant Version gives each Greek word its own English equivalent. That's why it's so hard to read a word-for-word version. And the Concordant Version is a word-for-word version, as closely as possible, allowing for some English idiom. But it's hard to read because there's some difficult words in here. There's some words that you don't hear very often. And people stumble at that. Why is this literal version so hard to read? It's because the compiler took pains to stretch the English language to meet all these wonderful Greek words. And they only wanted to use one English word for each Greek word to keep separate what God has separated. So they had to stretch it. This is the way you translate. You don't interpret it. You don't try to color it according to a preconceived doctrine. But you bring it into the English exactly as possible. And then you yourself have to stand back and see what you've created. That's an unbiased way of translating, and it was done as much as possible in the Concordant Version.